I don't usually work with other artists who are also performers. Like Pharrell, he makes his own records. He goes on tour. He's a singer himself. So is Justin and Timberland. They all, you know, they were all on tour when I was working with them. So it was a little bit of a different energy working with other performers. I'm used to being the diva in the room, and the person I'm with is much more of a support system for me. So I had to adjust to, you know, sharing diva space. Yeah. Which was fun, and you know, sometimes there was fireworks, but it made for something interesting because everybody was very opinionated, and once you adapt to that environment, then everything goes good.
Go on, you tell us, who was the biggest diva?
Who was the biggest diva? I'm not going to tell you. To a certain extent, I think the first single, 4 Minutes to Save the World, is, you know, kind of the axis with which the rest of the album rotates off of, because there's a sense of urgency to it. And there's a sense of seriousness about it, but at the same time, there's a sense of fun and levity. So I think you get that through the whole record. Yeah.
Let's talk about that song. I mean, you mentioned the sense of urgency. Do you think that's, are we in a state of the world where urgency is sort of...
Yes, I think, you know, if you're paying attention to what's going on in the world, and, you know, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with the elections, what's going on with the environment, what's going on with, there's so much chaos and turmoil everywhere. And all signs point to everybody better wake up and start paying attention and to the world around them. And what are you going to do about it? Are you going to be a part of the problem or a part of the solution? But I also think people still need to be cheered on and be, you know, we need to have fun. We can't be paralyzed with all this negative information. You need to be given a sense of hope as well. So I think that 4 Minutes to Save the World sort of, you know, came from that idea, you know. Could you save the world with a song, you know? Could you make people wake up and, you know.
It seems that from album to album there's something...
New and different?
New and different, but it feels like you're learning each step of the way, you're learning something new about yourself. And so I'd like, yeah, you know, I'd be curious what it was you learned with this one.
Well, I think every time you put yourself in an unusual environment or an environment you're not used to, you're going to learn something about yourself. You're going to learn how you must cope, learn to make compromises, be comfortable with, you know, the unknown. Like, you know, there were days where I just was like, oh, this is not exactly how I do things. This is not how I do things. But then you go, you know what? This is how they do things. So just let it go. And some days I got more bothered than that. But, you know, I think it's important. I mean, I think there's a lot of talented artists out there. And I think that sometimes you get into the habit of just repeating what's familiar to you. I think it's good to take risks and try new things. I really do.
I mean, you've, I suppose, earned the right to play it safe if you chose, but I guess that wouldn't be you.
Well, how does one earn the right to play it safe?
You.
I'd never want to do that. It sounds so boring.
So next we have Dance Tonight, which is, it feels like almost like a community anthem in some ways.
Yeah, that's also a throwback, so sort of like late 70s, early 80s, kind of that whole Philly soul kind of, or, you know, kind of the sound that was happening in nightclubs when I first got to New York in the early 80s as well. Yeah.
It kind of examines the sort of what it means to be in the spotlight, what it means to be on the dance floor, or...
Well, we weren't really into examining. It was just really about, you know, a guy meets a girl in a nightclub and they both like each other. Don't read too much into it.
The next one's a real change-up, Spanish Lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have fun doing that one?
I did. That's Spanish Lesson came from Pharrell playing me all these songs from Baltimore, Maryland. There's this sound coming out of Baltimore. He kept calling it the B-more beat, and I was like, "What's that?" So he kept playing me all these records, and this dance that everybody did to it called the percolator. So we were watching all these clips on YouTube, people dancing. So I said, okay, let's try that. And I brought in my guitar player, Monty, to play this, like, Spanish riff. And that's just one of those made it up on the spot kind of scenarios. And after I heard it, after we did it and we finished it, I thought, this is too weird. And I actually didn't like it for a while. And then I became fond of it again. So
it's a real change up. It's nice.
Yeah, different.
Yeah. Mm. How's your Spanish?
Bueno. Gracias.